At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, November 3rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off NFL Week 9 with a big Thursday night football showdown between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Houston Texans. Now, this is one of the biggest spreads that we've seen all year, with the Eagles currently favored as a 13.5-point road favorite with a total of 45.5. Now, these two non-conference opponents come from opposite ends of the NFL standings. The Philadelphia Eagles are the only undefeated team left in the NFL, 7-0. They're currently plus 500 to win the Super Bowl, second best odds behind only the Bills at plus 225. We got to ask ourselves, when do the 72 Dolphins, when does Mercury Morris start to get nervous? They're undefeated here. And if you're wondering, their win total, adjusted win total, is 14.5, although it is juiced up a little bit under their minus 130 at DraftKings. The Eagles are just coming off a big win over Pittsburgh, crushing the Steelers 35-13, easily covering as an 11.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Houston, they're at the opposite end of the standings here. They're 1-5-1. That's the second worst record in the NFL, trailing only the Detroit Lions, who are 1-6. These teams might be battling out the Lions and Houston for the number one pick. And the Houston Texans just lost to Tennessee 17-10 last week, failed to cover and lost outright as a 1-point home dog. Now, what we've seen in this one is movement toward Philadelphia. The Eagles are a big public play. The public sees an easy win in cover. They're not scared off by this big spread. They see a big win here by 15 or more from Philadelphia. The Eagles did open minus 13. They got bet up to minus 14, and 14 is a bit of a key number. Obviously, we think of key numbers in the NFL, 3 and 7. Most common method of scoring, the field goal, 3. 7 would be the touchdown plus the extra point. But when you get a little bit higher, 14, that's a bit of a key number too, because it's kind of the equivalent of, you know, the touchdown and the field goal there, or two touchdowns, which would be 14. So when you get to that key number, we actually did see, believe it or not, some buyback on Houston. When it got to Houston plus 14, there was some money that took Houston plus 14 as kind of an inflated contrarian play and a big primetime game. And we did drop this line back down to 13.5. So across the board, there's still some 14s out there, but it's mostly down to 13.5 across the market. Now, the public, as I mentioned, they are all over Philly. They don't worry about the big number. 73% of bets are laying it with the Eagles here. But we do see some matches with the Texans. If you have the stones to bet the Texans, obviously you want to shop around and get the 14. If you do like Philly, make sure you get the minus 13.5. That way they win by 14, you cover. That way if you get the 14 and Houston loses by 14, a 28-14 game, something like that, you would at least push instead of lose if you get the 13.5. But we do have some matches here on the Texans. Dogs this year in the NFL, 70-52 against the spread, 57%. Dogs that failed to cover the previous week, kind of a buy low opportunity here, 28-18 against the spread, 61%. Big dogs getting a touchdown or more, they're 17-10 against the spread this year, 63%. Dogs who missed the playoffs the previous season are 51-35 against the spread, 59% ATS, and primetime dogs, 14 and 10 against the spread, 58% as well. So you do have some matches on the Texans, believe it or not, as a big home contrarian dog. But of course, again, if you are the stones to bet the Texans, make sure you at least get the key number 14, shop around, or wait to see if some late Jalen Hurts money brings it back up to 14. But think of it this way. Public is all over the Eagles here. Why isn't it up to 14? The fact that they're down below the key number, it's almost like they're begging you to take the Eagles here, which is always something to keep an eye out for. And the Texans only getting 27% of bets, but they are taking in 50% of the money. So it is a little bit low bets, higher dollars with a contrarian more money opportunity here from a data-driven standpoint on the Texans. Now, we have seen some movement to the over as well. It opened at a very low 43.5. It's now been bet up to 45.5. So we've seen movement to the over, and it seems like, hey, the Eagles score a lot of points. Maybe the Houston Texans score theirs too. But I would just be a little bit careful. These primetime unders have been so good to the under in these primetime games, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Primetime unders are 16-9, 66%. Almost every 2 out of 3 primetime game is going under. Now, the betting market here still kind of leans over, 63% bets, but 91% money to the over. And again, it did rise. At this point, you're kind of getting the worst of it. But to me, with these primetime unders doing so well this year, it's hard for me to play an over at the worst of the number when you're kind of with the public. But it is notable here that you had movement to the over, even though you've had primetime unders do so well this season.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go to Game 5 of the World Series. Houston, another Houston play here. Not the Texans, the Astros. Playing another Philly team, believe it or not. So Always Sunny. They got a couple good teams this year who could go far. But anyway, the Philadelphia Phillies. So we did see yesterday the Houston Astros, believe it or not, pitched a combined no-hitter, which you never see. I believe it was the first one in World Series history. But in this number right now, you currently have Houston as a -160 road favorite with the Philadelphia Phillies +140 with a total of 7.5. Now, as I mentioned, the series is tied 2-2. We've rotated wins each time. You had the Phillies take a 2-1 lead. Houston battled back with a 5-0 win yesterday as pretty much an even money play to tie it up. So if you look at the series price now we're looking at a best of three. Houston is -190 on the series price to win the World Series. Philly +165. Now, in the game today, pitching matchup, Justin Verlander. On the one hand, you're like, oh, great, it's Verlander. If you're an Astros fan, 18-4, 1.75 ERA, fantastic year this year. But Verlander has not been great in the World Series, and he hasn't been great this postseason. 7.20 ERA this postseason. He pitched in Game 1 of the World Series, only went 5 innings, 5 earned runs. Remember, that was a game that the Astros blew a big lead and the Phillies came back and won 6-5. He'll be facing Thor, Noah Syndergaard, who was great for the Mets, was on the Angels, got traded to Philly during the trade deadline. He went 10-10 with a 3.94 ERA in the regular season. In the postseason, he's been kind of coming out of the pen, 5.1 innings pitched, 1 earned run, a 1.69 ERA. So he has pitched well. Now, if you look at the line move, it does look like some respected money is going Houston, despite the fact that Verlander has really struggled here in the postseason, in particular the World Series, dating back, you know, from multiple teams way back in the past. Verlander has struggled in the World Series, but this line did go to Houston. Houston opened -150. They've now been bet up to -160, and they would match a favorite or correlative betting favorite low total. So when you're on a favorite, especially a bigger favorite of -150 or more, a low total is good. This is 7.5 juiced up under because fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from quote unquote the better team. So there would be a good advantage there toward Houston. They have been great as a favorite on the road against righties. You have all those in your back pocket. Philly, obviously, if you're getting big plus money, +140 at home, that's enticing as well. But based on the line move, it didn't open -150, get down to -140. It opened -150 Houston. Now you're up to around -160. So movement here toward the Stros, maybe taking that momentum off the no-hitter. And then also look at the total here, maybe a lean to the under. It opened at 7.5. You are juiced up under -115. You have seen the under 2-1-1 this series, but the last two games have gone to the under. It's going to be about high 50s here, and it's also going to be wind a little bit, about 5 mile an hour winds blowing out to left, but juice liability under and a move here to Houston. Can they finally take a series lead here? 3-2, we shall see. But that's what we're looking at for Game 5 of the World Series tonight in Philadelphia. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward a college football game tonight. App State and Coastal Carolina. This is a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff. And it is your most heavily bet game of the night. Your other game will be a 7 o'clock game, UTEP and Rice. By the way, Rice in that game did open like -3 up to -3.5, -4. So movement toward Rice in that one and movement toward the under, 49.5 down to around 48. But I'm really keying in on this App State-Coastal Carolina game because you did see movement here toward App State. App State actually opened as a very short, you know, 1 or 2 point road favorite. And you've seen them get bet up now all the way to the key number of -3. So it does look like some money did lay the points here with App State. But as always, key numbers, the key number of 3. Again, college, NFL, doesn't matter. The most common method of scoring is the field goal. So once you get to a key number, that's when you really pay attention to the next move. Because now they're at 3, where do we go from here? Does it go higher to App State -3.5? Or does it maybe tick back down or juice down toward Coastal Carolina? So that's what I'm paying attention to in this game. But you know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm taking Coastal Carolina +3. To me, this line has gotten away from you. If you're an App State fan or you want to bet App State, you know, you could have gotten them anywhere -2.5 or lower and been able to cover that number if they win by 3. But now that they've gone all the way to 3, seems to me like a lot of this value is now lost, which does create an opportunity to take Coastal at home. So I'm going to grab Coastal at an inflated line +3. Coastal's only getting around 40% of bets, so the public is all over App State here. If you look at the way these teams have trended, obviously App State is the bigger name kind of franchise or school. App State's 5-3, Coastal is 7-1. Now, metrics do favor App State here. Better offense, averaging 37 points a game versus 32 points a game for Coastal. They're giving up 24 a game versus 27 for Coastal Carolina. And you do have App State, who's won 2 straight. Their last time out, they played Robert Morris, Robbie Moe. They won 42-3, but they actually didn't cover. They were a 50-point favorite in that one. Whereas you look at Coastal, they're coming off a big upset win over Marshall. They beat Marshall 24-13 as a 2.5-point dog in that one. But if you're giving me a inflated line, public all over App State, I can buy low and get the key number of 3 with Coastal at home. And by the way, a conference dog. Conference dogs tend to bark louder based on that built-in familiarity, kind of like divisional dogs in the NFL. Then that, to me, is a play worth making here. Primetime, contrarian, conference dog, inflated line, key number of 3. I am sweating Coastal. Let's go McCall, Grayson McCall. I am on Coastal +3 for college football tonight. Now, my other sweat of the night, I'm going to play the Calgary Flames in the NHL. It's a big NHL slate, 13 games tonight. I would also mention stay tuned to the Market Insights pod, which is the second podcast I do, which is a bit of a longer form pod, a little bit more comprehensive and in-depth. I'll have all my plays for today on the Market Insights pod, including probably much more in the NHL. But one game that really caught my eye with a lot of steam, the Calgary Flames. The Calgary Flames are at home against the Nashville Predators. This is a 9 p.m. Eastern time game. This game opened. Calgary listed as a -170 home favorite. We've seen them get steamed up all the way to -190. That is a big, big move. 20-cent steam move in favor of the Flames. And of course, you know, NHL, you got to approach it a little bit differently. It's really not a public bet sport, so percentages don't mean a lot to me. It's more about line moves because you don't really have public betting hockey. So the people who do bet hockey pretty much know what they're doing. So line moves that you see are I would guess I would call them like more pure sharp moves here. But then also I look at betting systems, situational angles. Again, the difference between a trend and a betting system, trends I don't really care too much about. They're specific to teams, whereas betting systems are kind of league-wide or sport-wide basically systems with a big sample that have proven to be pretty good historically. So what was the old adage? You know, if you don't know the past, you're doomed to repeat it, something like that. Well, I think is a better. If you don't know the past in the historical situations, you could be giving or forfeiting a lot of value here. So big move toward Calgary, -170 to -190. But also betting system wise, the Calgary Flames would match as a NHL home favorite, 62% this year. But the one that I really like is a home fave with a line move. You're at home. And again, public always thinks that, hey, it's an advantage to the home team because the crowd is behind you. But no, it's actually because in the NHL, the home head coach gets the last ice change. He gets to see who the opponent throws out there for the defensive pair and with the forwards. And then that coach gets to match up and put who he wants against those pairs. So that's really the advantage there. And then also home, or also the favorite, you're expected to win. The line move tells you you got respected money. But home favor the line move. One of my favorite systems, the NHL. 49-19, 72%, 11% ROI. this year that would match with Calgary. By the way, if you look at Calgary, they're coming off two losses, so I think you get a good effort out of them to try to bounce back here. They're 4-3 at home, 4-3 as a favorite, but Nashville has struggled in this spot. They're 0-2 as a dog, they're 1-3 on the road. So I like Calgary here, hopefully in a good effort with a good steam move in their favor. Offensively, they're averaging 3.5 goals a game, only 2.6 for Nashville, so better offense, Calgary, and better defense. They're giving up 3.1 goals a game versus 3.6 there for Nashville. So give me the steam. Give me the home favorite with a line move. Let's go Flames. Let's go Flames. I got the Flames at minus 190. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, November 3rd. But reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN. We have so much great free content. But when you become a member, you get even more. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe or sign up for the free newsletter. Dip your toe in VSiN. Wake up every day to the best sports betting newsletter in the land. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, sign up. You get great breakdowns and keep you posted with every day in the betting market and what's going on at VSiN from our free daily newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then lastly, follow us on Twitter. You can follow the mothership at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your sweats for Thursday. And a reminder, as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because as the godfather of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, guys. Good luck today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.